We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
By now, most Metro Detroit film fans have probably heard of the independently produced feature film, Sincerely Brenda. The movie, which focuses on the relationship between a recovering alcoholic and his two estranged sons, is having life-changing effects. Kenneth Nelson Jr. is the film's writer, director, and executive producer.
When we do the screenings and we do have the talkbacks, the Q&As, people come up and they really say, I've had several people say, I'm going to go and apologize to this person or forgive this person. People open up about just testimonies about things that happened in their life.
And that's perfectly fine with Nelson, who says his goal is to make movies that not just entertain, but change people's lives.
I want them to come and walk away different. And the film is doing that, you know? And so I feel like people that haven't seen it, you should come see it because it is going to touch you in some way, you know? And I really believe that. And it's going to help you, I guess, it's healing.
Sincerely Brenda will be showing at 6:10 p.m. at the Imagine Theater in Royal Oak as part of the 3rd Annual ICU Awards. Now, a new documentary produced in Detroit takes a look at what it's like for two young women growing up in the inner city. Tamika Sitchin-Spruce, executive producer of My Girl Story, says the film follows Shekana Belvins and Monet Williams as they deal with their own set of challenges.
With Monet, I don't want to feel the thing that happened, but she definitely was helped by the documentary, and she did become the person that she wanted to become. There's a little struggle with just seeing the documentary. There's a struggle getting there and overcoming her challenge, but thankfully she got, she worked towards it and learned how to get there.
As for Belvins,
Shekana Belvins, she realized, develop her voice as a young woman, African-American young woman with a disability. She has a hidden disability, so you won't, just by looking at her, you wouldn't be able to tell, but she definitely knows and she feels it, every day.
My Girl Story will be shown at 12:35 Thursday afternoon at the Imagine Theater in Royal Oak. Both films are part of the 3rd Annual ICU Awards. I'm Terry Lee, a member of the Broadcast Film Critics Association for WWJ News Radio 950.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.